This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's growing concern about pollution from farms, whether it's nitrogen pollution in Lake Erie, livestock waste polluting creeks, pesticides, greenhouse gases released during plowing. Farmers are realizing there are some things that need to happen. My next guests are helping farmers work on some of those issues. Josh Appleby is a verifier for the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program, commonly called MEAP. He does that in several counties in western Michigan, and he was part of MEAP's pilot program. Mike Ludlum is a livestock farmer, and he's become a MEAP technician. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So when and why did the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program start, Josh?
Well, it really started back in the late 1990s when a very smart group of farmers, commodity organizations, state agencies, a really broad partnership, conservation groups got together and said, we see a need to assist the agricultural industry in Michigan move forward with environmental issues. We see a need for a program that brings this broad group of people together and helps farmers know what the expectations are. There was not a lot of agreement on what expectations were or best ways to get there. And over the course of time, working together with now over 70 partners in this program, we've developed a certification, verification process that works with farmers voluntarily, one-on-one, on their farms to address their environmental liabilities and give them recognition for the great work that they're doing.
You're a verifier for MEAP compliance. What are you looking for during a visit?
So I'm the last stop before they earn that verification status. I am out doing a third-party audit. They've worked with our technicians, other agencies, other partners in the pursuit of meeting the MEAP requirements, and I do that final check. So I'm looking for anything that could have been missed and confirming that they meet all the requirements.
So Mike, you're a technician for MEAP. So what do you do to help the farmer get ready?
So I meet with the farmer on their farm, and we go through what we call a tool. It's a checklist of questions on the farm. The farmer and I sit down, and we walk around the farm and go through and just kind of decide between us what is the risk of that particular question. At the end of it, if we find anything that needs to be improved on, it's my job then to go back and make a list, a to-do list, if you would, and give it back to the farmer, and then it's all on their schedule as they want to proceed with it. Once they get the checklist completed, they get back with me. Usually they get back with me a few times in between. We go through and do kind of a final run through to make sure that I didn't miss anything the first time. Then at that point, they call in and make an appointment with the verifier. And then the verifier comes out and makes sure that I didn't miss anything.
You know, I grew up on a farm, and I know farmers don't like to be told what to do. How do you approach them when you have suggestions?
Oftentimes, we see an issue. Let's say, for example, erosion on a field. And we may have a suite of opportunities to address that. It could be cover crops or no-till or minimum tillage. But the reality is the solution lies with the producer and their creativity. They've been farming that ground for many years. They know what happens when there's a big rainfall. They know where the water goes to and how it moves across the field. They understand what equipment they have access to and what works in their farming system with the crops they're growing and their rotations. And so we really leave it up to them, and they ultimately always come up with the best solution and how to address that. Now, we fact check it to make sure that solution will work, but the reality is if and when they come up with that solution and it's one that works for their farm, we're very confident that we'll continue to do that when we're not there to watch it.
So, Mike, why'd you get involved in this?
Well, I'm a sheep farmer, and I sell wool, and I thought it would be a good idea for marketing at the initial when I got involved with MEAP. And the technician came out to work with me, I realized there was a lot more to it. And I had a few things on my farm that I needed to correct, and I thought I was doing everything the right way. There was a couple things that, you know, once he pointed it out, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer. I understand now.
We are not going to go down the whole list, but what are some of the major things a farm has to do to be meat verified?
So I think one of the most common ones that people are interested in hearing about because of nutrients are solid nutrient management plans. All of the things that we do to produce a vibrant, healthy crop, but at the same time not using extra things that could end up in the environment.
Do you limit what kind of, I don't know, chemicals they use, or require only no-till, or put other restrictions like that to attain a meat verification?
No, we don't. You know, it's really interesting to think, it would be lovely if there was one thing that would fix everything that could ever happen on a farm. The reality is there are so many different farming systems, so many different commodities. We're second only to California. And so many different soil types and climate issues that really we have to look specifically at each farm. And so we're no-till. Maybe a good practice on one farm, it doesn't work on another. We don't limit chemicals. What we look at is to make sure they're following the labels. Those chemistries are heavily studied and registered for use, and we're not here to take tools away. We're here to make sure that the tools are being used appropriately.
Well, we talked to another farmer too, a guy named John Cox, and he doesn't think MEEP goes far enough.
The MEEP program is kind of a joke. It's funded by industry, and you don't really have to do anything special other than not be a bad polluter.
And John Cox says beyond MEEP, consumers should take more of an active role in making sure that their food is coming from a farm with sound environmental practices.
Farming is responsible for a lot of pollution, and I think for people to start to first of all recognize that, and second, think about what that can be done about it. So I just like to see the consumer, instead of just buying the cheapest food they can find, try to think about it a little more and just look at what the, you know, what the ramifications of one purchase or another is.
Again, John Cox is a farmer. What do you think of his opinion of MEEP?
Well, everybody's certainly entitled to their opinion, and I hope he's had an opportunity to review all of our standards. We feel it's quite rigorous. It's not easy to achieve MEEP verification. Some farms are already there. Maybe his farm was one of those where he didn't feel he needed to make many changes, but
he's MEEP verified.
Well, good. So we're always happy to do more. Our standards are available for everybody to see and make their own conclusions, I guess, as to whether or not they go far enough at our website. You know, working with this broad partnership, we don't always agree on every standard. But the strength of the program is that we're all working together towards the same goal. Our standards are updated and changed annually with public input and partner input. So we would certainly welcome his suggestions if he has specific concerns with the standards.
So every year it gets a little more rigorous?
It can. Every year we learn more, too. Agriculture, as well as any industry, as well as our daily lives as people, have an impact. And as science changes and understanding changes, so do our standards. We try to stay current. We try to work with things that, as a broad group, we believe work and are achievable and are economically viable for farms to do. You know, laws change, standards change, recommendations change. Frankly, the industry changes faster than any of that. With precision agriculture and a lot of the tools that are coming out of industry that have a lot of economic benefit also have quite a lot of environmental benefit as well. It's like getting better gas mileage in your car. You're saving money and you're helping protect the environment, and farming is no different. If they can use less inputs and have healthier soil and save money and protect the environment, it's a win-win.
There's something like 47,000 farms in Michigan, I'm told. How many are participating in the MEEP program?
We have about 5,300 and some verifications.
That's higher than I expected. I mean, I do see the signs around a bit, but I didn't think it'd be that many.
Yeah. Well, and not everybody puts them up. Some people just want to know they're doing the right things, and they don't want to brag, so to speak.
I'd say 40% don't put the sign up.
Huh.
Our goal is more to have an impact on the farm and to have an impact on the community and the watershed that they're in. We do have number of farm verification goals because that's something we can count, but it may not be the best measurement really for the impact the program is having.
Mike, coming from one aspect of agriculture and having to visit farms that might be, I don't know, orchards or beet farms or, you know, row crops, how do you get prepared for that to be able to make sure that you can help them meet these MEEP requirements?
Actually, that's probably the funnest part of my job is I live in Allegan County, and we're very diverse in agriculture. We have everything from blueberries, dairies, Christmas trees, nurseries, greenhouses, you name it, we have it. And everybody's slightly different. And it takes a while, I'll be honest, to get trained up to where you feel comfortable when you get onto a different commodity group. But at that same time, I'm also learning from the farmer. And I ask them as many questions as they ask me so that I can learn more to help the next guy down the road.
Okay, I want both of you to take a big step back and look big picture. How important is MEEP to the future of agriculture in Michigan?
Who else, if you have issues that can holistically look at your farm for you and voluntarily and confidentially on your timeline help you address those issues? We have built a tremendous trust in the agricultural community, a warranted trust. We've been doing this almost 20 years now, in helping farmers fix issues. And they can be very complex at times. Without a program like MEEP, I think we're back to getting four or five or six or seven different answers from four or five or six different agencies in how you should address issues. If you're being told by the fire marshal your fuel tank needs to be in one place and Eagle something else for environmental reasons and Department of Ag something else for efficiency, what's a farmer to do when they make that kind of an investment and find out a year later that somebody else doesn't like how they've done that? We're really here to facilitate their success. We're here to protect our agricultural heritage, protect our environment. We have to remember these folks live where they work, and they want to do the best things.
So, Mike, you get the last word.
I think as a technician, you know, I've been doing this almost 7 years now, and I can't believe it's gone so fast. I enjoy the work. I enjoy troubleshooting and helping farmers come up with something that fixes on their farms that work for them. Because if I just tell them they got to do this, that doesn't get anywhere. If I work with them and say, will this work for you? And they say, yeah, I can deal with that. That's going to work fine. I know it's going to, you know, they're going to continue to do that practice, whatever it may be. If I get one farm to change one practice, I'm still, even if they never get verified, I'm still way ahead. In my personal view, I fixed a little bit.
Michael Edelman is a livestock farmer, and he's become a Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program technician. Josh Appleby is a verifier for the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program in several counties in western Michigan, and he was part of the MEEPS pilot program. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.